All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is a special episode of Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're previewing Lust Element. This is the game after Lust Academy by the same company and a couple other people. It's basically Bear in the Woods, but with another team. So, definitely pick it up on itch.io, Patreon, or GOG.com, because they've got it, and I think Steam has it too now. So, definitely go on and give it a shot if you liked Lust Academy. Again, this one's in space, so no magic. We're full-on science and spacey stuff here. Alien women. Which I like alien women, you know. Alien women are nice. It's fine. In order to maximize the enjoyment of the game, we have volume and turn off the music in the settings. We hope that this did not cause you any trouble. Okay, whatever. Notice that our game features LGBTQ scenes. If you're not interested in stuff like that, you can turn it off. Leave this option only if you're interested in some of that content. So we're gonna say enabled because we still like the girl on girl stuff, and that's cool for me. Flight control. Inbound vessel, be aware that you are entering restricted space. Beta station is off limits without prior approval, as are most of the planets in the Mandragore system. So please transmit your ship ID for identification. Sure thing, flight control. Transmitting ship ID now. Okay, stand by. Ship ID received and confirmed. Victor 19er. State your intended purpose. I request permission to land on the station. I have a meeting that I need to get to. Roger that. This shows you're coming from Luna Station Victor 19er. That's a pretty long way for just a meeting. Yeah, well, it's a very important meeting, the future determining kind. If you say so, please confirm your name and transmit your authorization ID. Sure thing, Flight Control. My name is... Authorization ID W3LV8008135. Thank you, Victor 19er. Everything seems to be in order. Proceed to Hangar Bay 2 and welcome. Roger, Flight Control. Thanks for the assist. Right, that's over with. Now, where's that Hangar Bay? Ah, there it is. Flight Control, do you read me? Go ahead, Victor 19er. How do I go about getting help with a general inspection? Someone will greet you when you get off the ship. You can schedule it with him. Roger that. Thanks, Flight Control. They don't pay you enough for all the support you're giving. Huh. Flight Control out. Take care. Alright now, time to get going. I wonder, am I really doing the right thing here? Luna Station is all I've ever known. Huh. On the other hand, whatever April and I decide might turn up even more lucrative than I ever imagined. How hard can hauling cargo be? Then what's wrong? Oh well, maybe I'm just out of my element. It happens to everybody, I guess. Okay, enough of this. Time to get the ball rolling. Are you the human being? Are you the human being carried by this vessel? I guess so. We registered a request for inspection. Is that information correct? Well, I guess the guy from flight control really is helpful. Yeah, it is. Please highlight the areas in need of maintenance. No, I don't need maintenance. I just need an inspection done. Roger, Roger. Please validate the reason for the inspection. No, it's just that I bought the ship, and I never got a chance to do a full inspection. I just want to know if there's anything wrong with it. Roger, Roger. We are authorized to proceed with a full inspection. What upgrades should be installed? Upgrades? We have a wide variety of scrubbers, engine upgrades, gravity clamp locks. Please highlight the upgrades that should be installed. No, no, I don't need any upgrades yet, just the inspection. Please validate the intended purpose for inspection. Is it me or is this droid trying to pull a fast one on me? Curiosity, that's the purpose. Curiosity is not a valid reason. It is for me, buddy. Ugh. Hey, could you tell me how to get to the bar? Please state the purpose for visiting bar. I need my oil checked. Haha. Please follow the indicator lights to proceed with oil check. Right, well, thanks. Take care. Farewell, human. Sheesh. That was a weird encounter. Was that droid pulling my leg? Anywho, I hope I don't get any more weird surprises. I barely have any money left from just buying the ship and getting here. If April doesn't come through on her promise and help me out with this trucking gig, I honestly don't know what I'm gonna do. Now he said I should see the signs. I think it's this way. Is this the place? This looks like the place. I don't see April out here. I wonder if she's already inside. Guess I'll just... Whoa! Hey guys. Can it. Look, we can work something out. Just let me go and we'll go from there. I said, can it. Let's go. He's waiting. You heard him. Move. Hey, I can walk. For now, shut up before I'm inclined to change that. What is this even about? Who are you? Is this some kind of shakedown? What do you want? My name is Sidorovich. I can see why you wanted to be done with you. Disrespectful! You're the one that had dragged me into an alley. Piece of advice, kid. Talk less, listen more. That's bullshit. What's bullshit is you thinking you can talk the way you are and still walk away. Do you want to walk away or crawl away? Good boy. See, the ship you flew here is mine. It was stolen a while back. Bart managed to find it for me. He didn't want to hire someone to deliver it, and he's sick of you, so here we are. My first thought was to catch you before you got here and throw you out on an airlock. But then I thought, where's the fun in that? So here's the deal. You want the ship? You can have the ship. You had me dragged into an alley to tell me my ship is actually my ship? What the fuck, Sid? My name is Sidorovich. Ugh! Fuck! You're going to buy it from me. I already... Ugh. My docks, my ship. It's hard for an honest businessman this far from Seoul. Especially when expensive ships get stolen. It's lucky no one has been thrown out of any airlocks. Am I understood? I already bought the ship once. You really expect me to buy it again? You didn't buy it from me. It's my ship. You buy it from me. Then it's yours. What about my docks? I have copies. I can report it stolen if you try to take it. I know you don't want that kind of heat. You have copies of forged docks. Who is the authority going to believe, do you think? The guy with the legitimate docks who already owns a few ships? Or some kid who claims he bought it for peanuts? Exactly. Don't be late on your payment. You're not a bad kid, so I'll go easy on you. You get 3 months. How's that going easy on me? Most people only get one. Shit, 3 months? How the fuck am I supposed to make that much in 3 months? I can't believe this. Did Bart really sell me out like that? No, I believe that. Bart always was an asshole. I hope I haven't been keeping April waiting. Oh man, I hope that's the last I see of those guys. Guess it's more important than ever to get this job and get some money. Sidorovich, what kind of name is that? When April hears about this, about that, I wonder where she is. I'm not seeing her anywhere. Might as well get a drink while I wait. I deserve it at this point. Hello, sir. Hey, can I get a drink? Of course, sir. What's your poison? Poison? A little humor, sir. What do you wish to drink? Do you happen to have beer? Astragasm IPA, to be precise? Astragasm IPA, I am not sure what that is. Can you describe it to me, sir? The can is purple and, there's this healthy-looking girl on it with a heart. Ha ha ha! Yes, sir, we have Astrogasm IPA. I am told it is very healthy. Ha ha! You should see your face, sir. I'll get one for you. Otherwise, what brings you to our station? Right, you sure went through all those phases quickly. How did you know I just arrived? I have a 60kph memory. It would be impossible for me not to remember you. Here you go. Thanks. The droids on this station are sure something, but at least they have great beer. I'm here to meet a lovely lady. That's wonderful, sir. You're in luck. Here she is, right behind you. Wait, what? Where? The loveliest lady in the whole bar, sir. Excuse me, I'm getting the accent. The loveliest lady in the whole bar, sir. Hello there. What do we have here? Just look at this juicy piece of... Oh, I'm staring, aren't I? No. No. That's not the lovely lady I'm waiting for. Oh, apologies then, sir. Sorry for misleading you. Don't worry about it. You weren't too much off the mark. Is she going to sit right next to me? Okay, this could be interesting. Hey, I'm Clara. Is this seat taken? Oh, hi. No, go right ahead. I'm Grim. Can I have a sour burn brandy? Right away, ma'am. I guess she is. That's a pretty interesting game you've got there. Is she talking to me? Yes, obviously I'm talking to you. That's twice you've just stared at me intensely since I got here. It worked, didn't it? What worked? We're talking, so it worked. Dropping an elevator on a mezziv nut will open it for you, obviously. Not sure if that's the intended purpose, though. That's just mean. No, I'd say it's an accurate description of what you're doing right now. In that case, I hope you're a pretty hard nut. Huh, that's even worse. And here's your sour burn brandy, your sour burn bandy, ma'am. Enjoy. Must be brandy, but whatever. Thank you. Will there be anything else? No, that's it. After the day I've had, I need to feel something really stiff in me. Hello? Look, I'm sorry. I guess we got off on the wrong foot. We did? I wouldn't have said that. No, really. Tell me about your day. It sounded rough. Ugh. Smooth, feigned interest. Now that's a winning play. Seriously now, tell me about your day. Okay, you asked for it. What do you want to know? We should start with the basics, right? What do you do? I'm a scientist. That's interesting. Science can be tough. Really? That's what you're going for? Not feigned enough? Fine. What kind of scientist? I study rocks. Rocks? I see how that can put a pebble in your shoe. Oh, that's just weak. It's not. Come on. Tell me about the rocks. I thought it was funny. Tell me about the rocks. Please, tell me about the rocks. I study asteroids. We're on a mining station, after all. Okay? I said, okay? We try to identify asteroids with potential valuable minerals. That actually sounds cool. Do you also give them names? Yes! What, like XYZ123 names? Because, actually, that's the whole issue. There's this colleague of mine. He's got this really crappy sense of humor. Interesting guy. Yeah, real piece of work. So what does the guy do? Come on, guess. I don't know, what does he do? He starts to give all the asteroids in the area I was studying penis names. God! What? Wow! Yeah, penis this, cock that. The funniest thing is now nobody would take them seriously. Especially about the one with Demeterium. Oh God, they're gonna be so pissed. And the same's gonna happen to me, so yeah. Demeterium? Yeah, it's like this super precious thing. Everybody wants a piece of it. Don't they refine some of that stuff for fuel? Well, if they want to, they can find some over on my Magnus cock, but yeah, oh man. Sounds promising. Yeah, well, not for me. I'll be lucky if I don't get fired after this whole fiasco. No, don't. I don't need that now. I need to use the little scientist's room. Don't you dare leave. I won't. And she's off. She left her data pad behind, though. Did she do that on purpose? Maybe it's her way of saying, here, have my number. Call me. Yeah, I'm gonna check it. There's no harm in it. Let's see. Work schedule, some reports, location of the dick asteroids. This could be useful. Transfer initiated. Okay, let's see. What else does she have here? Wow! She wasn't kidding about needing a stiff one. By the look of things, she needs more than one to quench that thirst. And saved. Damn, she's coming back. Did the data package go through? It didn't. Oh, fuck. Okay, doesn't matter. Focus, act natural. You did not just see her begging for a huge stiff. Those stiff nipples, oh my god. Focus. Hey, hope you didn't get too bored without me. No, I was actually... Is that... Yeah, that's April. Damn, something's, hey, what's wrong? What? No, nothing. What are you looking at? I guess you're that kind of guy. What? No, she's a friend. I was actually supposed to meet her here. Okay. Were you? Yeah, astronaut's honor. Okay, then. In that case, here, meet up with your friend, and then we can meet up and continue where we left off. Yeah, I will. Did I just blow that? April, over here. Stop screaming, Grim. It's not like you're not obvious enough. Hey, how's it going? Really? That's it? Huh? So quite enough? Or did you come all this way only to flirt? I came out here to show off my new ship to an old friend, but some goons jumped me. Turns out someone stole it from the Sid guy, and Bart set me up to bring it to him. Now I have 3 months to buy the ship I already bought. Sidorovich? You cannot mean Sidorovich. That sounds right. Mon Dieu. Grim, you've been here for less than a day, and already this? How did you manage getting yourself into these things? It's not like I did it on purpose. I was sold out. Always someone else's fault, no? Oh, okay, that's right. In the, okay, so there's music sound and ambience, but... Always someone else's fault, no? That's not fair. I got fucked over. How is that in any way my fault? What are you doing? Ordering drinks so we can figure this out. I can still buy my own. Wait, we? We? That's... Thanks, April. I don't deserve you. No, you do not. I might already have something, actually. This girl kept mentioning these asteroids she just discovered. Supposedly they're full of all sorts of rare minerals. If we can get out there before it's all official... You are certain this is a good idea? You don't have the best history with your schemes. It'll work out. We'll need mining equipment and a buyer, but it'll work out. All we need to do is get there, mine the Demeterium, and get back. Demeterium? Yes. C'est pas vrai. You do remember I don't speak French, right? You are certain? Yeah. What are you so wound up for? Demeterium is worth its weight in gold. A little more, actually. You like my idea, then? Oui, it can work. Cha-ching! Cheers. Drinking with April brings back a lot of memories. So where do we find mining equipment? One thing at a time. Do you know where the Demeterium is? Of course I do. I got coordinates off her phone. Oh, Grim. What? She seemed nice. Do you really want to involve her in this? Do you expect me to ask her? I say, Tambur, she is yours to lose. Come on, don't be like that. Like I said, you have a history. You were excited about this a minute ago. I simply do not wish to see you hurt someone else. I guess I don't have a leg to stand on there. I'll be careful with her. Good. So, mining equipment? I know someone. Leave it to me. You should call your new girlfriend. You don't want my help? No, why do you not trust me? It's not like that. Good. Call your girlfriend. Relax. I will call when I'm ready for you. Talk to you later, then. Good thing Clara gave me her number. Okay, that's settled. Now I guess I need to get back in touch with Clara. I need to get the rest of that data package. Why couldn't she whiz a little longer? Oh well, this could still turn out to be fun, so... Right, where did I put that piece of paper? Crazy chick who uses paper to write their number nowadays, or was she testing me? It's gotta be it. I'm curious if it'll actually ring. Oh, it does! Hello? Hi, Clara? Yes, who's this? Hi, I wasn't sure this call would actually go through. I'm really glad it did. It's me, Grim. Grim? Sorry, I think there's a mistake. No, it's... I'm joking, Grim. A little punishment for taking your sweet time before you called. A little more, and I would have been lost forever. Is that right? Yes, very much so. You might still do... No, I don't want that. What can I do to prevent that from happening? Let me think. Oh, I got it. You have 5 minutes to get to these coordinates. Wait. Bye, Grim. 5 minutes.
Damn!
Yup, crazy scientist lady. Better get moving then. Hey, bartender, here's your credits. Thanks for everything. Goodbye, sir. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Ah, thanks. Here's hoping. There she is. What the hell? Is that a fast food stand? The girl's gotta be a witch or something to manage that figure under the circumstances. Okay, here we go. Hey, I found you. Oh, look who it is, Prince Charming himself. I gotta admit, this is the last place I was expecting to find you. Is that so? Ever heard of the saying, don't knock it until you tried it? Guess I don't have any other option then. One of those, please. Right away. Well, that's a good choice. Is it? What are you having? I ordered already. I'm having the same as you, actually, but I ordered a jumbo, because I'm a big girl. Jumbo, you? You've got to be kidding me. Huh. I don't know if I should be impressed or scared. Scared if you know what's good for you. Haha, scared it is then. As I was saying, after the day I had, I'd kill anyone who tries to get between me and my food. I wouldn't even dream about it. Good call. So what have you been up to since you left the bar? Don't remind me. I had to drop by work to pick up this beastly thing. That's right. She didn't have that on her earlier. You know, it's not really going to improve if you keep mentioning it. But, no, think about it for a second. There's no doubt you had a shitty day. But you're not really giving yourself the space to leave it behind and detach. Yeah, I guess you're right. You truly are a prince. I know I am. I've been so caught up in it, I kept replaying the whole day over and over again. Thanks. Okay, screw it. Good. Great, actually. You're really smart, you know that? Yeah, well, can't really help myself when I look into those big, brown, beautiful eyes of yours. Not to mention those tits. It's a shame to see you so upset. Thanks. Ah, don't mention it. And this red in your cheeks is really doing it for me. You scamp, don't push your luck. By the way, this guy is really taking his time with their order. I think it's been 10 minutes already. More like 5, but I didn't know that you were in such a rush to get away from me. Didn't seem like it when you called. I'm not, but the thought of going all the way back to my ship. I can't even remember where the hangar is now that I think about it. Well, that's a shame. Yeah, it's a big station, I just got here, but I'll manage somehow. Or you could be a gentleman and walk me home, and in return, I could tell you how to get back to your hangar. How generous of you. Come on, let's go. Wait, what about the food? Fuck it. I'm not hungry anymore. But, where the fuck is that vendor? I'm hungry as a motherfucker. Grim, it's not polite to keep a girl waiting. You already did that tonight. Yeah, I guess this is happening. Yeah, sorry, I'm coming. Can't let her out of my sight if I want to get that date. Yeah, like it or not, I need to see how this plays out. Well, don't we? But, this is also where I'm gonna end it. Yeah, it is what it is, guys. This is supposed to be a teaser. If you guys like Lust Element and you want it right now, like he does, like Clara does, she wants it right now, you need to go get it from GOG.com, Steam, itch.io, and Patreon. Remember, these are the people that brought you Lust Academy, and the renders are top-notch. I think the story's pretty good. I do like the character. People said, oh, I don't like this character. I do like this character. He thinks like me. Maybe I'm a bad guy. I don't know. Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great AVNs. Stay tuned.